All right, class. Look up here. Eyes and ears open. Janine, I'm looking at you. Thank you. All right, so we have EQAO coming up. Now, this is very important. This test reflects not only how well you are doing as students, but how well we as teachers are doing, okay? So we're going to run through some concepts, we're going to look at some questions in the textbooks, and we're going to be prepared to do awesome, right? Right. Okay, so we're going to start with language. Does anyone know what grammar means? No? Lucas? It's when you write good. I think you mean write well. Yeah. Close. According to the Oxford Dictionary, grammar is the... Mr. Flint? Tyson, what's up?
I'm not getting this.
What's wrong?
I don't understand how 5 times 7 is 35.
Well, what does it say in the textbook?
It says you have 5 groups of 7, which totals 35, but I don't get it.
Okay. Can you try another question?
The other ones are even harder.
All right, try this. Picture in your head 5 groups of 7 apples. How many apples are there in total?
I still can't.
Okay, well, try to memorize your times tables. You'll be fine for the test.
Mr. Flint?
Yes, Sadie?
I can't memorize a textbook.
I'm sorry, Sadie, but that's how things are done. Besides, with your homework grades, you'll be fine.
Well, that's because it's easier at home.
Why is it easier at home?
Because I can use my toys to help count.
Interesting. Bobby, can you grab me that bin of Lego right next to you? That one, yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay, let's try something. Tyson, Sadie, can you come here, please? Anyone else who wants to join can as well. What was your question again?
5 multiplied by 7 equals 35.
Okay, let's start with something smaller.
3 times 4.
3 times 4 is 12, okay. So, you see these red bricks? How many are there?
4.
Perfect, Sadie. How many blue?
4.
Oh, and there's 4 yellow. Nice. Okay, how many different colors do we have here?
3.
And how many bricks in total?
4, 5, 8, 10, 12.
Fantastic. So we have 3 different colored bricks, or 3 groups, 4 of each colored brick, and we have 12 bricks in total. And another way to say that is,
Sadie, 3 groups of 4 Lego bricks.
Which is how many in total?
12.
So?
3 groups of 4 Lego bricks, which totals 12.
Now let's try that as a math question. Ty, what's our first number?
3.
3 times what?
3 times 4.
3 times 4 equals...
12.
3 times 4 equals 12. Awesome job. Now let's try another question. Ty, lay out as many red bricks as you want, just all in one pile.
6.
Okay. Sadie, lay out the same number of blue bricks. Bobby, do the same for the yellow. And I'm gonna do the same with the black bricks.
4 groups of 6.
Nice one, Sadie. Now, let's figure out how many we have in total. Let's start small. How many red and blue bricks are there?
2 groups of 6.
12. And how many yellow and black bricks?
The same. 12.
And when we put those together?
12 times 12.
Try again. You got this. How many groups of 12?
2 groups of 12. Oh! 13. 15, 16, 18, 19, 20, 2 times 12 equals 24.
Now let's go with our original groups.
4 groups of 6.
Correct.
4 times 6 equals 24?
You got it. Now, can you also use this for addition, subtraction, and division as well? Just add or remove bricks. For example, if I take these 6 red bricks and move one to the side, I have 5 and 1, or 6 minus 1, which equals 5. Do you see that? Ty, I want you to try out your original question. 5 times 7. Can you do that with the bricks for me?
5 groups of 7. 7, 8, 9, 10, 14, 15, 16, 21, 28, 35. Oh, I get it!
Sort of. Awesome. Try different combinations for a bit and write them down for me. For anyone else, feel free to draw the bricks on the back of your papers or just take turns sharing with Ty. I know you all can do this. I believe in you. This might just work. I guess it goes to show that not everyone learns the same way.
5 years. 5 years it took me to realize that. That's true.
You learn something new every day.